What's happening?
A distant Steam message pops up.
He fucking would, Chad, have Steam pop-ups in his
brain. Yeah, sorry. It's
his brain Steam.
It's coming on my iPad, and for some reason I can't turn alert sounds off on my iPad. I don't know why.
Huh.
Like, Steam that isn't even open.
Off. That's peculiar.
Yeah, so I always know when I get Steam messages, because it just does that, and I can't
fucking... Steam have access to your emergency alarms?
Anyway, I'm going to try and find... But yeah, continue on. Okay, there we go. I can turn off... There we go. I can turn off sounds. All right.
Sick.
Hopefully that won't happen anymore. It's annoying that, like, I can't... There's not a master sound off like there is on my phone, so I have to go through into every app and select turn off sound.
Or you can turn just off lower the volume to zero, can't you?
No. Alerts are a different volume. I don't know why.
Possible to read scribbling?
Just like someone spit on the page a bunch.
No, that's not spit.
Ooh, I have regrets. I regret that I heard that. I regret that I made a situation where that could be said. I regret running a game where that could be said. Shop's closed, folks.
I'm closing down the RPG. Hang up a little sign here and everything.
Next episode, I think, didn't a new Power Baby Apocalypse game just come out called Thirsty Sword Lesbians?
If so, that rules.
A little on the nose.
No, I think that's actually the name of it.
Hell again, yeah. A little on the nose.
Anyway.
JC Pennyway. Anyway, you get your Steve Grabowski.
Ah, a reference. Only the finest here on The Drunk and the Ugly.
What are you expecting from me, really?
More references.
By the way, that's still my favorite fucking, like, I don't know why, it's just my favorite fucking joke from The Simpsons is when they, when they're doing the they get the robocall system and it says to wait for Officer Steve Grabowski. And I just
that was the New York episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just like that everybody that works there is named Steve. Like, reliably enough that's the prerecorded message.
Yeah.
That everybody's
they only had to put in the last
Steve.
Name.
Which Steve is it?
Anyway, yeah. I just like to imagine that, like, you're trying to sneak in under an assumed identity and you're just being like, hey, remember me? Steve?
Yeah, loudly declaring how nondescript.
How you doing,
I am.
Mark?
I'll make that.
It's your birthday again, huh? Nice.
Third time this year?
Alertness thief to try and be invisible.
God, that's still my favorite, like, Christopher Walken story was him talking about, like, any movie he does. He'll just spend a day looking very upset, and if anybody asks, he says it was his birthday and nobody remembered. And, like, within an hour, there is a cake and a party ready.
Kevin, was it your friend who told the alligator story?
God, yeah,
that was one of Nate's friends, actually.
That's right.
Today for lunch, I was an alligator.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
Please, if anyone's listening to that and doesn't know what we're talking about, I'm sure we've said it three other times. Someone will point you to it, I'm sure.
It's probably on an episode that's like 6 years old at this point.
Or come ask me on the Drunk and Ugly Discord.
Yeah, go to chat.drunkandugly.com. That will redirect you there.
Or directly at Gen Con.
Oh, we have a redirect link.
Yeah, it's on my business cards.
Oh, yeah, I have some of those. Anyway.
Buy my book, please. See. I need it.
So how are the dice going?